speaking to Old Town business owner Jesse Yohl around the increase in business rates that businesses have now felt since the Valuation Office have revalued business premises and the government have set new relief and rateable values. Jesse, you own two businesses in Old Town. Tell us how this has landed on your doorstep on the 1st of April and how it's going to affect you.
So I haven't paid business rates for about 10 years before things have started changing. Last year, I think I paid about £120 a month. And now this year, it's gone up to over £300 a month. So it's literally more than doubled. Obviously, I've not really had any notice. It's literally like I think the letter came in the middle of March and then it's starting from the 1st of April. So I've had no notice and you're just expected to find all of that extra money. Obviously for nothing, like that, you know, there's nothing's changing. It's just an expectation, isn't it? It just comes out of your bank. So, and obviously that's both my businesses.
And have you been affected by any of the other changes made in the last 12 months? There's been national insurance rises and extra costs on businesses. So it feels like to you that there are significantly more financial pressure on business at the moment.
Oh, completely. Like to the point where, It kind of isn't really worth having a business anymore. You've just got to do it because you love it. I used to do it as a career and as a, you know, way to bring in money for my family, but I just now do it because I enjoy it, because there's no financial gain at all. It doesn't matter how much money you bring in. You can't put your prices up any more than people will pay. So you know, you can't just put it up what it needs to be, because people can't afford to then buy your product. So you have to keep your prices within the same area of where people can afford. And then it means that, you know, I've got a shop on the high street, which is what I'm paying for, but then people from home can do it for much cheaper because they're just doing it from home. They're not paying all the minimum wage increases, like everything. It's all just completely taken its toll. And like businesses are just going to suffer more and more. Like there's no way this is the end of it. This is just the start now with the 1st of April and these new changes coming in. It's just it's really sad, because I'm not doing anything. I'm having to push harder to just break even every month, and it just doesn't seem worth it really.
So central government will turn around and say that the increase in costs is because everyone's having to pay a bit more to contribute to the extra costs the government is facing and pay off the national debt. If you could speak to our MPs or central government right now, what would you be saying about what they need to change?
Well, I think there needs to be boosting the economy to get, like, if people are going to spend more money, there's going to be more tax paid. But instead of that, they're just almost like, rather than like that would be like a reward tax that the economy booming, whereas they're just actually punishing businesses. And it's just going to get to the point where no one's got a job anymore. Everyone's going to be on benefits because businesses are going to close down. We can't, you know, or AI will take over their job, and businesses are going to push for that because it's much cheaper than having a person do it. And it's just, you know, I'm in a very labor intensive business. I love both my businesses. I absolutely love, but there's only so long I can be bothered probably to carry on working for nothing when the government's just, it doesn't feel like they're supporting us at all. Like I would take on apprentices every year. You know, I used to support young people. I've done so much in my career to support communities, and I can't afford it to be. You know, people are like, oh, can you give a raffle prize? And I'm like, no, not really. I need to feed my children as a priority. You know, there's no, the community spirit is all gone because people are just struggling so much. And it's just it's the saddest thing. It's so sad.
So you had a business rates bill for last year of £150 a month, you said, and then that's going up to £300 odd.
Well, it was about £120, so it was £120 last year.
And now £300.
And now it's over £300, I think it's to £315 or something, so it's over £300.
How are you going to find that extra money to be able to pay this increase in business rates?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where I'm going to find the money. Every year when the prices have gone up of everything, my electric used to be £100 a month. Now it's £300, you know. Every year I've been clever and savvy and come up with new ways to bring business in and new ideas and everything. And now I'm having to scale the business right back because I can't take risks and grow the business. I can't get, you know, I got a loan to grow the business and now I'm struggling to pay it. And, you know, I did all these things thinking that, you know, not realizing things were going to go their way they've been going. So I don't know how I'm going to find the money. I mean, this has been my first month, so I have no idea. And, you know, there's only so long you can carry on, really, putting all your money into it.
Do you think you have to put prices up?
I don't know if I can. I've put them up already to what I think is a reasonable amount. And I think if I put them up, I don't think people would buy anymore. And I think that'll be a way I would lose my business. I just had to take the hit every single time. And now it gets to the point where you can't take a hit anymore. If there's nothing left to the end of the month to pay the bills, what can you take a hit on? You know, do I lose my house? How far do I take it? That's the problem. And the government is not seeing any of that. Then they're not seeing that you can't just put the price up for businesses, because if people aren't spending, then the businesses are all going to go bust. And I know there's so many that are closing down, and I know it's going to be the same for all of them. And I think many, many people will be facing the same thing right now. And it's really, it's just so sad. It's heartbreaking, especially with the businesses that have, you know, they've built something from nothing. All I've done my entire career is build these businesses especially Glamorous, from nothing. And now I'm faced with, you know, what do I do? It's never been like this before. And it's terrifying, you know?
Well, thank you for sharing your story, Jessie. And we will continue to feature businesses that are facing increased costs and business rates pressures.
Thank you.